Mpumalanga Space Music on Rise FM with Chris Brown. Go crazy. And you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. We're having a conversation this evening on a nervous breakdown or a mental breakdown, if you may call it that, because in as much as we take care of our bodies, I feel if there's one part that we struggle to take good care of, it's our mind, our mental health. And I understand why, because for the longest time, you know, we were not aware of the fact that nengqondo iyayinakekela. And it's a very, very important organ because it controls everything. All the other organs, emtimbeni kuthi afunctione kahle, instruction isuka letulo. So you can imagine kuthi once kwa affecteka your mental health, kungani bese say you start suffering other ailments as well. Sekubalula kuthi kancane kancane wena sowuphethwe ngiloku ngiloku. And naturally, whenever someone is going through something, whether it's a friend, it's a partner, family, whoever, we assume kuthi the best way to assist is to keep checking on them, you know, to distract them. Sometimes we even drag people out of the house. Hi, man, keza. We know this person is someone who is normally, you know, outgoing, but siyambona so shintshile, uyativalela, and we think the solution kuthi simfostele kusaqhubeke. And that sometimes isn't a solution. Yebo, kulabanye bayasho kuthi, you know, going out, mhlambe even traveling, did help. It was therapeutic, and I also got to distract myself from what was, you know, making me exhausted mentally. But it's not always the solution. That is why it's important for us to be aware of mental health issues and to know when it is time for us to seek professional help. Now, before I get into what a nervous breakdown is, I just want to hear from you. Would say, if you visit someone to check on them and they seem uninterested, would you be offended? Usinje umuntu uyamvakashela ubethe uyamqoqela atinzaba leti hlekisako akahleki ubone nje ukuthi yati lesi sikhathi uzumbide ngeligama angakuva uthi phinze phansi uthi awukwena njani aseshiya uthini. And I understand if nawe kungakwenda ufeel some type of way, because vele the first thing that comes to mind kuthi yo sho ukuthi ngiyambhora lo munye baze bathi hey unema moods lo ufuna sihleke makufuna yena, because we do not understand ukuthi kwendekalani kulo muntu, and naye ahluleke ku recognize ukuthi kwendekalani kuye. So ngifuna kuvanga ukuthi would you be offended, or would you just give them space to say, hi man, I'm not going to make it about me. I'm going to get the space with time maseka right, you know, mhlambe they will let me in kuthi hey, this is what's going on with me. It's not because I didn't appreciate Gutung Varashel. Would you be offended if you visited someone and they seemed uninterested? Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's RazFM 943. But a nervous breakdown is a period of intense stress and anxiety that makes it difficult to function in daily life. So you understand why a person can be present in the physical but absent in the mind. Ukhona uhlet nani, yebo uyanibona, kusukuthi akasi awe kuthi ukuphi. But konke leni kukhuluma konikhuluma nodwa. Lawo ma jokes konke, and akusukuthi ngini niyambora, no. They are mentally exhausted. Lo muntu sofike la akasakhoni ukufunctiona, lo munye cannot even focus. Uthole ukuthi kuze kum-affecte even nasemsebenzini, so wenda maphutha lamaningi, but akarealize ukuthi they are actually having a nervous breakdown. Now, what are the symptoms of a nervous breakdown or a mental breakdown, if you call it that? The first one is feeling overwhelmed by stress, anxiety, or depression. Persistent sadness or hopelessness. So you see why umumvakashela uthi uyamqoqisa wena umjabulele kungaba ngathi yena akakujabuleli or umudi. Feelings of guilt, low energy or fatigue, akakhanukulutho lo munyuthole ukuthi naloku kuphuma empedeni nje ay bekangakhanuki. So ukuhloniphile nje ukuthi azaphuma tohlala nawe landhleti khona. Loss of interest in hobbies or activities. Uma ngabe it's someone who's outgoing, uthanda abangani nani nani, vele that's going to change. Yebo solo mngani wenu akakanikhathi off because it's the new year, but angaba withdrawn uthole ukuthi noma nimfonela akabambi phone noma niya komchecker akasi interested vele akasi interested in anything and everything. It's not ukuthi kunenkinga nani. Thoughts of suicide or self harm, restlessness, irritability, dizziness, upset stomach. So you see all of these symptoms lawa lengwabalile, it's things that can affect a relationship uma ngabe niyavana, because uma ngabe umuntu akada interest even nakulo kwakwantsambama vele uthotha so uyajola nanani kanzi no agana interest kukukonke overwhelmed exhausted mentally physically akakhani ukulutho ukuthi into lemjabulisako. This person is present in the body but absent mentally. Akasakhoni ukufunction and naye kungenzeka ukuthi njengoba ngisho yebo inkinga ikhona uyati ukuthi yini nenkinga le same exhaustile but aka realize ukuthi same affect kangakanani. So these things do happen, and if that is you, that is a sign ukuthi you need to really now get help for whatever it is that is affecting your mental health. But let me know, we're going to get into your comments as to ukuthi wena kunguwe uyamvakashela umuntu uthi uyamchecka whether you're aware that they're going through something or not. But ubone ukuthi yati akasi interested ngiyambora lo munye mhlawu press i phone or ukhuluma naye respond after some time, would you be offended or not? Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, but for now it's DJ Spoo for a reason. Raz FM. Melanga Space Music and Raz FM with Tony Braxton, another sad love song, and we're having a conversation on a nervous breakdown or a mental breakdown, if you call it that, because it's very important for us to take care of our mental health in 2025. Kunebantfu labaqala umnyaka bathi hey yati ngicala umnyaka lomsho but I'm exhausted. The problem is, yes, you might have taken time off work waphuma utumtimba but ingqondo beyingakaphumuli bosola ubalabala bosola unetinkinga. So you're probably wondering, what's okay Fezile, what causes a nervous breakdown? Now, a nervous breakdown can be caused by a single event that causes someone extreme stress, but unmanaged mental health conditions often play a role. So you see why ngithi the goal becomes you being able to manage your mental health, because vele ngeke sibalekele inkinga tihlala tikhona. Underlying health conditions may include depression, anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder. Life stressors such as divorce or trauma may add to the situation and cause a breakdown. So you can imagine uma ngabe mhlambe for instance lo muntu uku relationship le toxic kunetinkinga, yes we might be aware ukuthi laba bahlala balwa nani, but the reality is over time it can lead to that individual having a nervous breakdown ngoba nyalo they had an argument, say silent treatment sebashwelisana sekwendekalana donke lento leto tenda lo muntu bahlala qabanga hlala qabanga ngiyagwetjwana kulelo khaya kancane kancane ingcondo ihamba hamba itsino ngoba kuhlala ku solve amaqala. You're always looking for a solution to something. Mawu solve lokhu le relationship yenu say vele the person can end up having a nervous breakdown because uhlala tsiniwe mentally, they are mentally exhausted uma ngayibe kanjalo. Now other factors that may affect mental health and cause a nervous breakdown are a lack of social support. Yes, for others kungaba ngokuthi uyadinga vele kusinimvakashele, but ngoba manje simo sakhe sesifike la sekane nervous breakdown khona, uma senifika nithi nifuna kuba naye nimdvudvute, you don't get the kind of response that you were hoping for, where someone will look forward to spending time and seeing loved ones and friends. The next one is a slow build up of stress. Njengoba bengishilo, nervous breakdown ikhozwa ukuthi kube lokhu kunetinvo lithi qabangisa kakhulu, solo you are struggling to manage that and find a solution to that problem. Kugcine sekufika lapho. Homelessness and unemployment, work, relationships or financial problems, lack of coping skills and resilience. Worry, stress and anxiety can build up over a long period of time and they can reach a point where a person is no longer able to cope or perform their normal daily tasks. Burnout is when a person reaches a state of total mental, physical and emotional exhaustion. It has some familiar signs and symptoms to a nervous breakdown. So you see, why it's a minute, it's very important for us to take real good care of ourselves. Do not be the kind of person who looks, vele, this is my reality. No, that reality, le so embrace, what's when I'm normal. Kuthi ayisinormal. Utobona ngokuthi kancane kancane utoqala soba withdrawn, which will compromise budlelwane bakho, nebangani bakho, and loved ones, and even your partner and children sometimes. And you will constantly feel exhausted. Awusajabuli. Lomunye futhi we overlook that cry for help. Uyambona umuntu ohlala a negative. Sometimes that person has reached that point in whatever it is lemcinzetelako. Ukwambona lo muntu lonsina 39 ningaqhamuka njabulile, they will spoil it. Uto khuluma loku negative uhlala vele uthwele kamadima lo muntu. And then akatibona ukuthi so ubangilo muntu lo negative ngaso sonke isikhathi lenkinga yakhe lanayo useyimenta ahlala negative uhlala bona lokhu wrong yena uhlala complainer uhlala noma ningathi hey niyam distract utoyithola into letovele nje nani inicedze mandla. I'm going to be getting into your comments as to ukuthi if you visit someone to check on them and they seem uninterested, would you be offended? I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. Ngoba siyalungisa, I believe ukuthi kunebangani bethu netihlobo lesesitilahlile ngoba singavisisi ukuthi abana nginga nathi, they are going through something and it is affecting them to a point where akasa functioning kahle. Akusasing umuntu lesingahlala naye sicoce sithi siyajabula ngoba if angabi irritable akubelula ukuthi avele akwate lomunye vele ukhona but kuba ngathi niyampura. It's Tyler, push to start Razz FM. It's Razz FM with Questa Dlalavilakazi, and you're still tuned in to Razz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked you, Gutsi, if you visit someone to check on them and they seem uninterested, would you be offended? And this is what she had to say. Connie Stantz Utsi, I ask if I'm boring you. If I am, I'm telling you straight away that when you are happy, please don't bore then. Master D. Aaron, it's once I notice it, I leave them in peace. Otherwise, amalanga wafana matuba maningi. I love that you're open to, you know, spending time with the same person, but at a different time. Because mhlambe then futhi they'll be in the right space to communicate. Utsi, hey, mine pelala. I'm going through this. Victor Mkiti uthi, no, people go through a lot. Russ Dog Metiso uthi, some complain ngekuthi why singasabavakasheli. It's ngalendlela basiphatha ngayo from the first visit kubo, mina ngihamba ngingasabuyi. And I hope ukuthi we are learning ukuthi not everything is about us. Everyone is going through something, and I feel good. Sometimes we end up allowing our relations with people to break down completely simply because we are failing to realize that there's a cry for help here. This person is going through something. They might not be sharing it with me. They might not be talking about it, but I know I character yalo muntu. I know I personality yalo muntu. They're not the kind of person who ngafika ngimcocise ngihleke ngihleke ngedwa ngisukume ngihambe. It's not possible. Nhlanhla Isaac, I would be offended and ask why they like that. I'll keep it that way. And I love that you're open to also finding out, are you okay? Because lo munye uyaba honest ukuthi ish kahle kahle yati bengingafuni ukuthi ngithi ungedi. But I think I need some time alone, Uncle Wright. Bongani Mavimbela, uthi ngihamba ngingabuki emuva. But what if they commit suicide and then write a note? So we are disola futhi ukuthi yati, mina I thought this was them, you know, not appreciating my presence. Ganzi is a lot deeper. Michael Sibusiso uthi, I leave and never come back. Thabang Mokoena uthi ngihamba ngibuke emuva phindi ngibone. Jiko Sli Utsi, that's a red flag, definitely, but I don't want us to always jump to conclusions and assume because it's a red flag about how they feel about me. It's a red flag that there's something wrong, but it might not be something that has anything to do with you being the person lo dikto varasha. Zanet Umsile Ngosi Utsi, yes, ngivalelisa same time. Zweli Pintul Utsi, kamba datlek umuntu naganga ngfuniko mina. I think one thing we need to understand is that different people react differently to the stresses of life and they affect us differently because of the ways in which we manage dinginga tetu atifani. There are people who are very religious, so uma anenginga they will fast and pray and cry it out. Adlali gospel makufika abantu akhona ekufunctiona lomunye vele uhamba hamba nimbone ukuthi they are a shadow of what they used to be. Akasasing lo muntu lo bekathanda kuhleka aqoqe anjabulele akasimhlambe ngilo muntu lo sathanda kuhlala nebantu ene namati ukuthi uyabathanda abantu akasing umuntu lo tivalelako. So we need to know the signs and understand ukuthi yini I mental breakdown so that we are aware when we are going through it. And we are also able to see it if somebody close to us, even if it's your partner, is also going through it. Sikhone kuphutfuma kubatfolela inqetho before somebody commits suicide. Bese sesithi, hey, sine we didn't think it was that deep. Bese sine tunemamood swings. It's Razz FM.